Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, the team that wins game five in a series,
yeah,
wins the series 98.5% of the time. I don't know what it is, but you always see those stats.
Analytics.
Yeah.
You know?
Analytics.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, I like this. Tiger fans helping out Tiger fans.
What do you mean?
Like wondering how to get through the games because they've been pretty damn tedious.
Oh, yeah.
And what deals can you get? And
a lot of brown liquor.
Well, this is what I thought I had remembered. In Ticket Texter, I think he's right. He says, the Tigers have a happy hour for 1 hour after the gates open. It's on the Pepsi porch. A happy hour. Okay.
That would be nice.
Get yourself happy. They also have, you have four tickets, four hot dogs, four drinks for $19.99 each, I guess.
I like that.
I don't know if I could eat four hot dogs in one sitting. Oh, I think it's for four different people. Okay.
Please.
Never mind.
You could eat way more than four.
Yeah.
Vegas we'll over under 7.5.
But see, I'd like the people.
I'd take the over for you.
How many and a half?
7.5.
No, under.
Oh, yeah. No.
People over. Looking out for each other.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I really enjoy that.
Speaking of looking out for each other. And again, if you want to continue with the Tiger stuff, you want to separate your little parties, you got some comments on it, we can certainly do that. Are you in the pissed party? You in the pity party? You in the patient party? 248-539-9797. Well, I think you would appreciate this story.
Oh.
Okay, well, now I know you got a Lions question that we're going to get to a little bit later on this hour, but yeah, the Lions, I mean, it's May. Who cares, right? I saw this story the other day, and I was taken aback. Because the headline reads...
Wait, this isn't an... ugly story, is it?
Oh, no. In Detroit?
No. The story that you teased?
Yeah, it is.
Well, then don't be laughing when you read it. It's sad.
Well, it is, but it's more weird than sad.
Oh, you were going in way too jovial.
No, I think it's weird. I think it is a little bit laughable, even though it's sad.
Okay.
I love dogs, but the headline reads, owner had healthy dog euthanized so they could be buried next to each other. Now, I'm going to read you a portion of this, okay? This comes via CBS News. I believe we have it on 971theticket.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, you're going to have to change your tone if you're going to keep going through this story. A healthy dog was euthanized so he could be buried with his jackass owner.
Yes. Okay, let me read you the story. Here, I'll try to go into news.
Serious it up.
I'll go into my news, you know, person.
God.
When Emma the Shih Tzu's owner died.
Excuse me?
Emma died, too.
Stop it!
Stop making me laugh. Hold on.
It's not funny. Emma the Shih Tzu, that's the name of the dog, right?
Yeah, and her owner died. Little Emma's owner, okay?
Okay.
The healthy dog was euthanized because her late owner had left instructions for the dog to be put down and laid to rest next to her when she died. WWBT reports. Emma's owner was found deceased in her Richmond, Virginia home on March 8th. Chesterfield County Police Department PIO Elizabeth Caroon told CBS via email, after she died, her dog was taken to the Chesterfield County Animal Shelter, where she stayed for about 2 weeks. Now, this is when they actually comment on what went on after that, okay? Quote, on March 22nd, the executor of the owner's estate came to the shelter to get the dog. Shelter staff offered to have the executor sign the dog over to the shelter so the dog could be adopted out. The executor declined and took the dog.
Because in the will, it said that the dog should be reduced to ashes and thrown in the casket with the old hag. And
apparently, it says the owner's wish was fulfilled. The dog was reportedly brought to a local vet and euthanized. Her remains were then taken to a pet cremation center, and the ashes were returned to an authorized representative of the estate. That was in accordance with her dead owner's will. Now, okay, I'm trying to get through this.
How old was the old biddy?
They don't say how old the owner or the dog were. They really don't.
But the Shih Tzu was completely healthy.
The Shih Tzu was totally healthy, yeah. Doesn't say how old, but healthy. Like the animal shelter was trying to get it. The shelter was trying to find a new home for the dog so it could continue to, you know, to live. Right. I want to know this. Okay. One, isn't this taking it a little bit too far? Like, if you were the owner of a dog, okay, and say you died, why would you want your dog to die with you? Wouldn't you want your dog to continue on living and, you know, peeing in the grass and, you know, eating every day and sleeping all day? Why would you possibly want to go to this
land? That is selfish. And
I agree.
And in all seriousness, help me out here. And people out there, 248-539-9797. What level do you have to go to fulfill the wishes in a will? Like, isn't that a crime? Isn't that animal cruelty
to
kill a healthy dog? What if she had said, the lady had said, in my will, I want my, you know, neighbor's garage to be burned down. Well, that would be a crime. You wouldn't fulfill that,
yeah,
right?
Be arson, yeah.
Well, isn't this a crime? And is a dog property? Like, you can... You have ownership, I assume, but does that mean you can decide anything that happens to it? Like, I don't get that at
okay.
all. What state was this in?
So in, gosh, does it say what state it is? I don't know.
Down south somewhere?
I thought it was down south. Virginia. Richmond, Virginia.
Okay.
Okay. Now, later in the story, to your point, the animal shelter did say that it was the veterinarian and the executor on the will that are to blame. Howell said the executor should have asked a judge for guidance instead of blindly following what was written in the dog's owner's will. Quote, usually judges refuse to enforce these provisions in wills, even in states that have not passed laws banning them.
Like, what type of things have they refused as opposed to allowing a dog to be killed?
I don't know. A judge likely would have ruled that the dog put up for adoption. This is an example of a completely needless killing of a healthy dog. Emma could still be around, living a happy life, bonding with a family. I don't get, like, I don't know, wanting your dogs to be buried alongside you. I mean, we just lost my grandfather not too long ago. They had a couple of dogs and they kept their, you know, cremated remains with them, right? And they have, they're in tune, my grandma and grandpa, next to each other now. And we put the dogs with them. Like, that's normal.
After died naturally.
Yeah, they've been gone for a while.
Yes.
They just kept their remains. You don't go and take a healthy dog and say, well, I'm sorry, Charlie. I know you had 6 good years out there playing in your backyard and with your toys,
listen,
but you're done. What?
I'm not going to do fake outrage, but that is appalling that they would allow that.
I know.
This ticket text 97136 is equally appalling, but I'll read it anyhow.
Oh, boy.
Is it bad I feel less sympathy because I know it was a small toy breed dog? An anti-small toy breed dog?
What does that mean?
Like, he didn't like little toy dogs. A Shih Tzu. Aren't they the little ones?
What's wrong with little dogs? They're
still
living human. They're still living human.
He said he admitted.
Living things.
Is it bad if he feels that way? Yes, it is bad. Yes, sir. It is very bad. For sure. How small are the Shih Tzus?
They're like 15 pounds? Nothing. They're like nothing.
Okay.
20 pounds max.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, here we go. It's on now. The feud with the morning show has returned.
What?
Ticket text 97136. Wojo, Wojo, Wojo. Bogey is now Heather Park. I knew it. None of us care about a crazy old dog owner and crazy people that put a healthy dog down. You are trying
to
assume the role of Heather Sparks.
Oh, please. Why did they?
No, that's a bigger dog.
Did they have this in her little news?
Oh, I don't know.
This morning on the morning show? I mean, I'm assuming that they did. Look, Heather's a dog lover. I know Jamie's a dog lover. Jamie has a little dog. You know,
Jamie does have a little dog.
He is the kind of guy that would have a little guy. Just a little dog.
The people who decided it was okay to put that dog down should be thrown in jail. Bogey should be thrown in the cell with them.
Oh, stop it. No, it's appalling. It really is.
Mm.
I just think I've never heard of anything like this. Ever.
No, I haven't either. And people should be appalled. I mean, no, and I'm not reading a lot of these. No, I'm not reading that one either.
Gotta be honest. That would have felt a lot worse if it was a Dalmatian or a Doberman, you know, a real dog. See, that's offensive.
That's very offensive.
Emma, the little Shih Tzu, did not deserve this.
No, and I'd like to know how old Emma was.
I got to find, not a very detailed story, unfortunately. Quickly?
Yeah, let's take this
You want to go to Rob in Detroit?
Yeah,
you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rob.
What's up, Alex?
Hello, Robert. What do you think of this story?
I'm just curious what the hurry to kill the dog is. Like, why not let it live its natural life and then reinter it with the dead old lady?
Exactly. I don't get why that wasn't a possibility.
She's obviously got enough money for a trust and an attorney and whatnot. I mean, like, and an executor of the estate there as well. I mean, somebody really did not want to take care of this dog.
The thing is, too, like, in the will, did it say specifically, like, if the dog is alive, you have to do it right away? Or did she mean, like, did this person that died, her owner, Emma's owner, did she expect to outlive Emma? Like, that's kind of how it comes off
to
me.
Sounds like it.
So, if you're the executor of the will, why wouldn't you just wait? Like, and then wait for the remains and then do it later?
I feel like it's got to be specific language in her will that laid it out just like that.
What a freak.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
That's freaky. And also, beyond that, can't, like, once the person dies, can't you skip some of the wishes in the will? They're not going to know.
You would think.
Right? Can't you just skip some? Amazing Grace played at my funeral. No, we're not playing it. No. I didn't read that part. No.
We're like, I want my ashes scattered over Antarctica.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to be a no from me, dog. I'm not traveling to Antarctica.
Right? You don't have to
Sorry.
Follow every single thing, right?
You would think.
Unbelievable.
Ooh. Mm.
Don't read that one.
Why not?
Okay, go ahead.
Take a text 97136. Can I write a will to say that Bogey needs to die when I pass away? Only if I can be buried with you.
Oh, God. Wow.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I just can't believe that this is actually a thing. But to Wojo's point, you don't just do everything that it is included in a will, right? There's got to be some things that are like non-negotiable. You just say, okay, I like where your head is at, but we're not going to do that.
I'm just curious, and we've got some line stuff too, but if you have, and it has to be a really good, juicy story of something that you were forced to fulfill with one of your loved one's wills, like something really heinous. I don't want to say, they made me, put a hamburger in her casket. No, something really heinous. I would like to hear it because I don't think you should have to fulfill every single thing.
No, I agree.
Right?
Mm. Yeah. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.